Ronan Kelly's here now for what it says in today's papers.
Thanks, Maggie. There are a couple of references to the GAA and Palestine in the papers today. The Irish News reports that a number of clubs around the north have raised money to buy a mobile maternity unit that's being built in Egypt for use in Gaza. While the Irish Independent reports that two Dublin GAA clubs are hosting 33 children from the West Bank for a two-week tour of sports and sightseeing. The trip will include a visit to Croke Park, Dublin Zoo, and a first for many of the children, a visit to the beach. There are two stories of Irish and Ukraine in the papers this morning as well. The Belfast Telegraph features a dairyman who's made hundreds of trips with aid to Ukraine. He says he goes to local council tips here and collects perfectly usable walking frames and crutches to bring there. The paper says he's already suffered life-changing injuries during an attack while out there, and he says he's on Putin's bad list. While on the other side of the fighting is a man of Irish descent, featured in The Star, who says Vladimir Putin is the greatest politician on earth. The man is fighting for the Russians and wears a tricolour on his uniform. The Star says that last year he was awarded a medal for, as he says, wiping out numerous Ukrainians. He says his family have cut him off for fighting for the Russians because, he says, they believe what they see on TV. He says he's not only of Irish descent, but also ideologically Irish. And what it means to be Irish is referred to in a letter in The Examiner from Sean Kelly. He's writing about the death of Brother Kevin Crowley of the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin. He writes that Brother Kevin fed people regardless of their age, colour or religion. And he says, the next time I'm asked what is Irishness, I'll refer to Brother Kevin. And the Irish Times has a poignant photo by Tom Honan from Brother Kevin's funeral on Saturday. It shows an older woman holding a shopping bag, leaning her head against the windows of the hearse, paying her final respects to the coffin inside. Charlie Haughey gets a couple of mentions in the papers today. Dermot Ahern, former government minister, in his column in the Mail, often has a little reminder of Irish political history. Today, he's writing about Taoiseach Micheál Martin going to Japan. He recalls Charlie Haughey going there in 1989 and receiving a tremendous welcome with glowing media coverage and wonderful hospitality from the Japanese. Dermot Ahern says this must have all gone to his head because when he came home, he surprised everyone, called an unnecessary election, which ultimately hastened his exit from politics. Not before doing a good deed for people like Thomas McCarthy, though. Thomas is a poet living in Cork, and he's featured in a piece in the Irish News about finance, where the paper asks celebrities about their spending. Thomas says he doesn't make much money, but he's grateful to Charlie High for an Arts Council payment, which helps out. Although Thomas does admit to extravagant tastes. He says that 10 years ago, he took a quarter of his pension lump sum and spent it on a week in the Waldorf Astoria in New York. While there, he says he bought a bottle of 1988 Chateau Lafite Rothschild, which he says he drank quickly.